I love
breakfast.
It.
Breakfast.
Mm-hmm. Buffet. Hey, I'll have one of those too.
Yeah. How'd they come out?
And is, hold on. I have her name. Don't tell me.
Luhi?
Oh, the side of steak.
Luhi, yeah. Does she like it? How's she feel about this?
Yeah, does she like it? Oh. She's chewing it. She's doing it. That's a good job impersonating someone chewing. She's just going right for it.
Well, she hasn't complained, so I assume she likes it. That bitch.
I feel bad because, like, I would be cussing just as much too. I guess this is our role playing, so.
Seriously, get mad on her. Be temperate.
Yeah. Lose your temper.
Man, if y'all saw me at work enough, y'all would hear it.
Well, you know, bring it on.
Yeah.
So many rude, flirty boys at work, and I hate it.
Dirty boys.
Really?
Don't get flirty if you're past 30.
That's what they doing.
You can flirt.
Yeah, but he's married.
Yeah.
You're the one he flirts with. That's fine.
Yeah. Doesn't really count as flirting anymore.
Exactly.
It's more
that's
like
just maintenance. Yeah. Oh, I didn't mean it to come out like that.
I think it's cute.
You know, it's routine.
Like a plumber.
You know, like drinking water every day. It's something you need and you just do it.
And nobody likes to.
You're digging your hole deeper.
Shut up.
That's to yourself, you say.
That's why we're not thirsty for anyone else.
Because
we just drink water.
The plumber is probably. She's like, you thirsty bitch? Look at my tall glass of water. This is a cup, right?
Yeah.
Okay, it looks like a vase.
I know.
Like, I'm sitting there going, wait
a
minute.
Well, it probably is a vase, but water thyself.
Okay, Luki.
Oh, yeah,
When Zorka serves the plate.
Is it beautiful?
It has those giant biscuit pancakes.
Yes.
Biscakes.
Yes.
There's also some form of fried breakfast meat and a strange jam that you've never seen before.
Ooh.
Yay.
Luhi seems satisfied. She seems to like the biscuit, although she smears quite a bit of the jam on it. So you're not sure if it's the biscuit or the jam that she's satisfied with.
Chance follows your lead, though.
And the jam is interesting.
So what's this for?
It's sort of a sweet and savory, sort of like a sweet and sour type thing, except it doesn't taste, it's not like barbecue sweet and sour sauce. A little more earthy, sort of. Anyway, you've never had anything quite like it.
Okay.
You don't know what it's made of.
I'm going to pop the question, what is it? What's this jam from?
With this. With it.
Yeah. Zorka says, a chef must keep his secrets. And retreats into the kitchen.
No!
As long as it's not soiling green.
I was just thinking that, like,
yeah.
It's like, oh god.
Knowing Baba Yaga, we're probably eating 15.
You know,
elf
he
babies.
Said. He said, as long as you weren't on the menu, it's like.
Yeah, this is the last guy on the menu.
Yeah,
remember?
Yeah. Someone else is on the menu. We're eating Todd from last week.
Uh oh.
Hendrik is at the table. And Gaj is also there.
Can I thank her for offering the cookies before? And I'm sorry we didn't get to try them, but I was excited.
She says...
Cookies?
The little wafers.
She says, well, you're quite welcome, and I'll bring some more sometime.
Yeah!
I thought we were, like, wary of things she gave us.
I'm not.
I was.
I'm up as not.
Most of you make so much noise.
Yeah.
Catch, catch. Mm-hmm.
You gonna try to show her how it's? Oh well, no.
Make big noise.
Big noise.
Make a big noise.
Yeah.
It's raining.
So.
Oh, I want to try some of those little gusher things.
Well, some of them are juicier than others. I've noticed. Like some I didn't notice anything. I was like, what's this?
Some were harvested at peak ripeness.
Right.
Give it his fruit.
Oh, this
blast
cube.
Me.
Is this what the jam tastes like?
Mmm.
Not savory enough.
Maybe eat a bite of teriyaki or something with it.
Ew. Ew.
Well, yeah, I was like, challenge accepted.
He just goes to the convenience store. Blend stuff in a blender.
What is konbini? Because y'all were saying it.
Convenience store.
No, konbini?
Well, I'm going to go to convenience store.
You tried it.
Mm-hmm.
How is it?
Mm-hmm. Oh my god, I like it.
I think that's what the salt, what the jam tasted like. It's like,
okay. That's what the jam tastes like. I'm on point. That's really not bad.
That's not bad.
Can we peek in and see if the, if he has like a bag of Jack Links and a bag of like,
you know what, worms? After we have been talking about all this and like, you know, maybe the jam, like the realization that jam could have been Joseph from last week or whatever. Temperance does a long stare, looks at you guys, and then makes a bolt for the kitchen.
I back her up.
I watch, yeah.
That actually is pretty.
I don't want to get hurt, but I watch. Good. I want to know what's going on.
Because, she's like, you know, god dang it, I gotta know.
You throw the door open, and you see what looks like sort of an industrial kitchen. Everything is, like, stainless.
Oh, my God.
I thought she was going to run through the door and end up right back in the dining room.
I thought I was going to run through the door and, like, fall through a pit and be like, I'm dead. I'm dead.
You're in a pot.
This is what happened.
We're having lunch.
You see, it's actually really long, and there's all these burners, like little fires going down. And there's little pots bubbling and such. And there's all these racks going along the top. Mm-hmm. Of just jars and jars and jars of.
It goes on forever.
Yeah, well, I mean, you can actually see the end. There's a door, and it looks like there might be some hallways going down. Mm-hmm. You're kind of peeking into one of the pots.
What's in the pot?
And it just looks like bubbling bird bones. It looks like maybe some kind of stock. Mm-hmm. Like he's cooking chicken stock or something.
Mm-hmm.
Down on the other end, though, kind of. Like I said, it looks like it's split by some hallways going this way, like you can't see down them. And down one of those hallways, maybe 60, 80 feet away, a woman kind of stumbles into the room. She's like kind of looking around, and she's kind of tall. Her hair is black. She's dressed in kind of rags. And when she kind of turns your way, she see that her skin is, like, tight over her skeleton, and she has no eyes.
Is
this, like, Zorro's mother? Is she blue, too?
You see all the way at the other end of the hall, long way down, you see Zorka come out of a door, and he sees her, and he comes running, and he's, like, shooing her with a handkerchief.
Oh.
He's like, get out! Get out!
Aww!
Her or me?
And
her. And she just kind of wanders away, and he sees you, and he just kind of shrugs and waves.
Okay.
Now, when no eyes, I mean, was it like no like, eyeball, but
no
there's an eye socket?
No eyeball, skin over empty that. Sockets.
Oh, empty sockets. Oh. I thought like skin. Yeah.
No, I thought empty sockets.
Oh, empty sockets.
I was like, ah.
She okay?
She okay? She hungry?
He just says, if you see one of those around, just ignore them. They're harmless.
What are they?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Denizens of the house.
So. And why do they look like that?
They've been dead a long time.
Okay, then.
Good.
All right, good enough.
This shit I'm about.
Peace. It was real popular.
Okay, so you've seen inside the kitchen.
Yay.
It's like a hellscape of metal and death.
This?
Temperance comes out changed.
Great sacrifices were made for our food.
Okay.
Bye.
Okay.
We out. We just.
Yeah, what do we want to do? Run back in.
So,
what are we going to do today?
We still don't know why the hell
now,
we're here.
You've been here one full day.
Yeah.
You are enlisted in the Black Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, we
just
could,
as a reminder.
Yeah,
and we're supposed to.
And you're missing.
No kidding.
I mean,
but
we can leave.
No, we're allowed to leave. We know they're not coming for us. That's for sure.
We need mounts.
We need big mounts.
Birdie mounts.
Big birdie mounts.
Yes.
Big beautiful birdie mounts.
beautiful ones that have a sweet theme song.
Mm-hmm.
They go, quack! Yeah.
Are we gonna, quack. Are we just gonna go get
them? Congratulations.
Congratulations! Yeah, they say that.
Oh, that's cute. But are we gonna, do we want to try to go back to the Black Raven since we've been missing for a while and give them intel? Have we found anything?
Hang on. We got pretty good here.
It's weird, nice but here. Good here. And we were actually going through all this stuff to find out why she even took us, but mm-hmm. yeah, we've all had good changes while we've been here, and that's weird.
Yeah.
I think we need to know where the chocobo is.
Shouldn't we at least, like... Well, okay, we're gonna do the chocobo, but shouldn't we at least, like, I don't know, send a pigeon being like, hey, we're not dead, we're deep in enemy territory or something. But we're okay.
If they would even get out.
Just send a chocobo with no...
I think we could...
You don't think
we
she
could ride in person.
Never mind, no.
I was kind of planning, like,
so I'm going to Marisol mode.
I could just leave on a chocobo. I mean, they're really fast. And...
She says we're free to go, but I kind of... Damn it. Want to stick around and see what's up a little bit. At least let's find out why she has us here. And if you don't like it, we skedaddle.
But we need to tell them where we are so they don't just think we're not here, you know?
Well, they're not going to come after us. They don't cross the border. They just watch it.
Yeah, but I mean...
And they're especially not going to risk anybody for 3 new recruits.
That's what I was going to ask.
Like,
do they
shit,
care
you died. Sucks for you.
Yes, I was going to say, do they care about us enough?
I don't think
Probably
got a whole new batch of new recruits.
And also, the problem is, if we go there and say we were in her hut, it could be months before they let us go back out to do whatever we want to do. We're probably going to be heavily interrogated.
Well, that's why I was saying, like, send a pigeon, being like, hey, we're okay.
Yeah, but we don't even know where we're at. And that's a hypothetical pigeon, I mean.
interrogating the pigeon. Where were you all the night? Where were you? And the pigeon's like...
But even, like, and then Bobby Yacht can move anywhere, too, so if we even tell her, like, hey, she's over here, then, like, by the time...
Yeah, we're on Bobby Yaga's moving castle. Moving hut, whatever.
Yeah. I mean, probably our best bet would be to go find a little outpost, leave a note, and then go back.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. Yeah, I want to do something like that, like, recon.
Are we allowed to cut back?
The
I mean, I kind of, well, I know, but I kind of wonder if it's a once you leave, you can never come back kind of thing.
Let's go ask one of the people. Hey, do you guys leave and never come back?
Can we go to the grocery store and then come right back? Yeah. No, actually, Imo's is better.
We want to go to the convenience store.
Who are we asking?
They're still eating.
I guess Zorka.
I was going to say, yeah, Zorka.
No! I mean, he's like...
Who are you asking?
Gaj?
Yeah, that's her name. Gaj, yeah.
Yeah, Gaj.
Gage.
Because she's like... she's like an ice troll, but she's like the most ordinary-seeming one. Like, we already know that dude has his own special little coffin he can pop in and out of. So he's not really worth asking, because we don't do that. You know, it's like she's just an ice troll that apparently has gone places. Mm-hmm.
She gives you kind of a funny look, and she says, it's different for everyone.
Different?
You, I don't know.
Me?
Maybe you go, maybe you stay gone, maybe you come back. I don't know.
What's it like for you?
Yeah, how do you come back?
Yeah.
I live here.
Oh. Mm-hmm. You don't take vacations?
Walk through any door.
Yeah. That's the truth.
I have dudes I need to arm wrestle back home.
And speaking out of character, Chance kind of wants to stick around and see if he can get more info on how to get his kid back. If he can leave the Black Crows, that's fine with him.
Is he saying this out loud?
Like, no, I'm just saying this to us.
Okay. So you're just adamantly like, I'm not going.
Yeah, he's hesitant to go back to the Black Crows. He kind of has...
Black Crows...
Whatever.
He doesn't even know. He calls them, like, the Black Crows.
Yeah.
He doesn't even know
what
he signed up for. Black Raven.
Black Ravens, whatever.
Black Hawk.
What you said at first,
Black
Baka Crows. Like, they're all stupid.
Baka
I thought that's what you said at first, and I was like, you weeaboo? No, Chance is secretly weeaboo.
Black
no.
Crows, no. The blue pigeons, I don't care. Yeah, he's not too keen to go back. wants to go find his kid, and he wants whatever tools he can get to do it.
Temperance is at an impasse, too, because at the same time she has extreme loyalty, she finally got, like, answers and clarity, and god dang, her head's not hurting anymore. Or at least for a while, with the ear thing.
You notice, when you wake up in the morning, the tinnitus is back.
Of course.
At least there's some
But you
relief.
Slept soundly.
Yeah, there's some relief, and meditation's finally going somewhere, so it's not a total failure in life.
I gotta say, I kind of like, Imo would like feel kind of weird, because he's just like, he met this friendly ice troll, and then he's going back to the place where they mount the heads on the wall. He's kind of like, he feels awkward. He doesn't like it.
How bad is, other than kidnapping people and, you know, establishing, I forgot what the country's already called.
Irizen.
Baba Yaga hasn't done that. Baddest well, right? Or has she been known?
Well, it's her like, daughters are terrible.
War crimes aside.
Not all of them, right? Well, some of them were good, right?
No, they were pretty much all bad.
Anybody that lives there that was like formerly a human citizen of the Lindhorn Kings is basically a slave.
To her.
Yeah.
To any relation to her, any of those minions and all that, I mean, they're pretty much, they cannot leave their country. And some of them are even cannibalized. Slaves, you know, forced into like mining quarries.
And this was her doing it too, like enforcing that, or is this
she just
like...
lets it happen?
She just leaves her daughters there, and I mean, the daughter. Well, I would guess Elvana was the 14th daughter, and they've all been nasty. Mm-hmm. So it's like there's 14 tries to see if the apple falls far from the tree.
There's not.
Yeah.
Have
so
stacks.
You might assume that Baba Yaga may not be cruel in the way that humans would understand cruelty, but that she would be cruel in the way that a human might treat an insect. You know, it's like, does she even
understand.
Bother right. with your mean? Ideas of morality?
Yeah, doesn't
serve her. Yeah. Do you really take great care thinking about the ants you're poisoning? Or, you know, if you're doing research on some project, and it requires some animal testing or something, and you feel like it's really necessary. I mean, how much sleep do you lose over the animal?
Yeah. No. Mm-hmm. That technically goes against everything she stands for, too. Temperance, so...
Yeah. So...
One may assume maybe she feels more generous towards one she likes. Like, for instance, we don't like the idea of cute little bunnies getting makeup slathered on them.
Yeah.
So we're like, cruelty-free there. But it's like, if it's a little hairless rat, for medical testing, it's kind of like, well, that's better.
Or if they're trying to see what'll kill a roach. You know? You're like,
mosquitoes,
whatever.
Man.
So it's kind of like, maybe we're the bunnies on that ladder, and other people are the roach.
And you still don't know why she collected you and allowed you to live.
Yeah.
And obviously, it's not like she doesn't eat some people, because he said sometimes you're on the menu.
Yeah.
And why she decides to eat people, you don't know. You don't know if it's like some ritual or if it's just to satisfy a hunger.
Some curiosity. She's not human. It's not like...
Right.
Just trying to make sure it's not just like hearsay. Like, there's like confirmed proof that, Baba Yaga's bananas. You know, not just like...
saying she's bananas.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like, there is, like,
well,
record
it's
of
like
her
so
being
far,
crazy, not
so
just
far,
like,
the house has seemed relatively...
Civil, yeah.
Civil.
Yeah, but it's got nasties in it.
Except for the mimics. The room full of mimics. Did y'all forget that?
Tell you what, roll me an insight check. Give me a good one.
Oh, hell.
Because I know, like, Tempest is having a deep moral dilemma right now.
18.
Is that on the die?
No.
Okay. With
17.
11.
Oh, I got 18 on the die.
Okay.
And then plus, what is it?
Since Temperance is having the most dilemma, you remember something that happened right when y'all got here, and that is that Zorka very specifically told you that you were free of any rules, that your behavior was not governed. Now, you kind of start thinking, well, does that apply to everyone who is here? Could it be that other inhabitants of the house have certain rules applied to them? And how would that influence the way the house runs?
Maybe he's not free.
Yeah.
It's a possibility. But it also calls into question, not so much perhaps Hendrik, because he seems freer than the others.
Yeah.
Certainly. But Gaj, Luhi. Yeah.
Gaj gets funny looks on her face and, like, clams up sometimes.
So I'm
I'm, like, reading into something.
No,
weird.
Yeah, no, I was just thinking that, like, what if this is, like, Howl's Moving Castle where they can't talk about the problem if they have a problem? So, okay, if we're free from it, that means probably we can go, come and go. Like, it's gonna be fine. So we can just do the thing, come back.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, Zorka literally said that there are no rules governing your conduct.
Mm-hmm.
That you are specifically free from any arbitrary rules in the house, any moral or ethical standards that you don't hold within yourself.
Works for me.
Obviously, you are beholden to your own, but none are being applied to you here. But what he didn't say was that everybody else in the house operated under the same set of rules.
That's true.
They may or may not.
Which also means that we have no protection if there's anarchy. No. You know, we can't be like, I'm turning.
Right.
But under that realization, if there are slaves here, as Temperance's thing, she's feeling compelled to help them.
Now, they could be enslaved.
After
it could also be that natural tendencies are curbed here based on some ruling, and your interactions with them may not be what they seem.
We have a lens of truth.
Yeah, we do. About
now, the lens of truth will reveal the true form of things.
Yeah, but what about the true form of a problem?
No.
It doesn't work in abstract ways.
It doesn't work in abstract.
Sorry, physical.
Only works on material objects.
Only physical, not philosophical.
Mm-hmm. Yep. So that lady was dead. She was a dead lady. I wish I would have remembered the lens and pulled it out on
her. Well, we can go back in the kitchen.
Look at Zorka.
Yeah, could do that too.
Or death, whatever that was.
Hendrik, all of them.
Hendrik, thank you.
I feel bad if we're just like, woo, you know? Like,
no,
like
don't do it that way.
Well, remember, number one, it can only be used once a day.
Okay.
You have to look at the object for 1 minute. Now, you can mount it into a lens or something like that.
None of us are wearing glasses, right? That would be the best.
Someone could start.
Yeah. Who has a good disguise?
I have a disguise kit. You do, too.
Don't that you? Makes sense.
I do.
I don't think I have a disguise kit. I have a thieves' tools. Sets of thieves' tools.
I have a disguise kit.
I have crowbar, hammer,
spikes
for
nice monocle. And
so
we have a dinner party.
Thinking, like,
You were proficient with thieves' tools. Did you not also have a disguise kit, or I can't remember?
I don't have disguise kit written
down.
Just
thinking, like, difference is, like, as a rule, I punch glasses nerds for breakfast.
But, no. I mean, the thieves' tools come with things.
Right, but no, a disguise kit is its own thing.
We can just make a little monocle, and you start wearing it.
These flags! I practice.
Meditate.
With a monocle.
Yeah.
Get in the trap.
Whatever. Who do you want me to look at? With the lens. I'll do it.
All right, yeah, you're cute. Do it on Zorka.
Zorka? What about the dead lady?
Dead lady?
Well,
she's left.
You'd have to pop back in
off.
There. Yeah, you'd
yeah,
have to pop back in.
Well, you'd have to find her again.
Start with Zorka. We'll distract him. Ask him something.
I'm just gonna be rude and just do it.
Well, right. Guy seems to like you the most. So maybe.
Dude, oh maybe gosh. She wants to eat us.
But gosh, has been so nice to you. So try
yeah,
on
nice.
Her, like,
you're nice to a chicken before you eat it.
Anyway,
I don't know.
And then you wake
so
up.
So who are
like,
we looking
Kafka.
At with the family?
Zorka.
You're a chicken.
Okay.
Zorka.
So distract Zorka.
No, I'm just looking at him. Okay. Zorka, stand still.
He kind of looks at the lens and he says, I wouldn't recommend that.
Why not?
Yeah.
He says, don't look at things so closely unless you really want to know what they are.
Mm-hmm. How curious are you?
I'm like, yeah, I
what
know.
Is that?
When will my reflection show my inside?
Are you Mulan?
Mm-hmm.
I'm just picturing, like, IMO, like, doing the whole makeup thing.
I got my hands on that disguise kit.
It's
like clown makeup on one side.
The foundation is all smeared in his beard.
Ew.
He's got there's lipstick on the
yes,
the mustache.
Yeah. Yes.
He just does like the Maybelline turn.
When will my reflection?
His mascara is like out the
Yes. Beautiful wings. The best wings.
The best wings. Like the makeup is all in his beard, but those eyes are fleek.
Yeah, he thinks if he's gonna
they
have.
They go like in an updraft. They just.
No, it's like.
I was gonna say, okay, does Imo do it? Does he do the
is
thing?
He still looking?
Is he a risk taker?
I don't know. I'm just tired. I want the truth.
I can't handle the truth.
I'm like, okay.
My strength check will handle the truth for
if
me.
If you don't do it, I know Temperance will do it.
I pass it to my good buddy Temp.
Okay,
I'm gonna do it. She's ready. I tell him so. She's so ready.
Or like, if you were holding it up, like I just stand behind you and then like just squat to look in. So like if you were doing like this or something, she's like, So okay.
Real talk, Honor wouldn't do this at all.
No, I wouldn't.
I'd be too scared after that.
I wouldn't even like do it to him. I would like, I'd look at my food with it.
See all the bacteria.
Yeah. Oh, yummy.
Like, you look over chicken nuggets and you just see them like chicken bits and you like know it's like different chicken
bits. I see a roach.
Bits.
Oh, no!
Like, one just totally turns into a roach and you're like,
Yeah, literally. It walks away. I was looking at a roach the whole time.
A roach ghost.
Yeah.
Just scuttles.
Sling it. Sling that nuggy. Look at Jude and find an Eldritch Horror.
It's already an Eldritch Horror.
Yeah, look at those little evil tentacle whispers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They just, like, come out and, like, feel, touch everything.
Oh my gosh, because he loves to touch things with his paws. So he just extends them to touch things.
Instead of, like, suction cups, it's cat beans.
Cat beans. With the beans everywhere.
Like, instead of, like, the suction things, it's just, like, little cat paws.
Oh
like,
my gosh. Like, the this print. Is the perfect... This is a perfect animal. It's not even a horror anymore. So, do you even say anything when you, like, have that lens? Okay.
What I missed.
On that note.
No, nothing yet.
Okay.
Temper's taking it.
All right. Well, Imo didn't have the constitution.
He felt too bad about it.
And so Temperance took the lens. Mm-hmm. And Temperance.
Where do you look?
She just sort of looks at Zorka, and he kind of strikes a little pose.
Is it the Noctis pose?
Yeah.
He's voguing.
He does the Noctis ultimate pose.
Oh, God.
And after a minute, you see something it looks sort of like a vine. Mm-hmm. You're not sure you're quite seeing it properly, but it's growing out of your chest. And it drifts off into space.
Wait, you
and
look
it's connected.
Down?
Well, I mean, she sees a vine.
Oh, God dang.
From
him?
And it's connected, and then Temperance kind of sways, and she gets up and she wanders out of the room.
Can I do a strength to pick her up and hold her?
Yeah, you can.
Is you that my athletics?
Yeah, do an athletics check.
She's just walking in midair.
Is it a
critical
fail?
Imo.
Can I be inspired? Can I take my inspiration?
Yeah.
You can take inspiration on this?
Well, you can use it on anything. Do you have one left over?
Yeah.
I think you do, yeah.
20.
Okay.
Well,
God dang.
Well, okay, so Imo grabs Temperance and lifts her up, and she stops moving, but she just stares blankly into space.
Oh, my God.
And Zorka says, well, I told you so, and then walks into the kitchen.
Oh, my God.
Well, I guess I carry my friend around.
You had a chance of snapping her. Hey! Yeah.
What are y'all going to do with her?
I want to take her to the place she likes.
Hang on. Bring her down for me. Mm-hmm. Okay. Slap her.
Ooh. Yeah, I was going to say slaps.
Can I just slap her?
No, you don't have to roll anything.
Okay.
You,
God.
Nothing.
I pick her back up. No, I pick her away from those slaps.
You're just like, yeah.
Pots and pans.
I want to take her to the place that she liked, the stone place, the monastery.
You know where it is?
Yeah, it's a big stone door.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, y'all passed it, I think, twice.
Yeah. I take her there.
So, yeah.
All right.
Go in.
Okay.
Help!
He just opens the door and throws her in.
Well, there's nobody there. It's about maybe midday here. Mm. The sun is high overhead, and you just set her down in the courtyard.
Does she keep walking?
See what happens.
No, she just sits.
Can I put her in the shade?
And look around.
Water and flower the plant.
Turn towards the sun.
Save water the vegetable her. Child.
Yeah. My beautiful flower friend.
I'm find some cow dung, you know. Mm-hmm.
I'm looking pretty unhappy by now. I may be crying a little bit.
Oh, no.
Oh, Lord.
Well, after about half an hour in this place, she begins to stir a little bit.
Oh.
And her eyes lose that glassy thousand-yard stare.
Mm. God dang.
And when you come to, you don't really remember what happened.
I had a feeling.
Yeah, I mean, you have sort of a vague image. You remember enough to tell them about the thing that you thought was a vine growing out of you. But whatever happened after that sort of blew your mind.
I had a feeling.
Does she gain any experience from that?
I was going to say, like, is there any, like, insight in this to learn why we're here?
There is actually a secret hidden in there, but...
So when she looked at him, she saw herself?
She saw a
vine growing out of her and moving into... some space.
Yeah.
She can't describe the space. She doesn't know why there was a vine in her, if that had something to do with him. She just knows that when she looked at him, that's the only thing she remembers seeing.
Or her divine entity.
Beautiful. No, that's good.
Thank you.
Well, after that, I definitely want to get out of the house, at least for a little bit.
Well, leave me the lens, at least.
Oh, yeah. Well, Like, she just tosses it at you and starts laughing and backs away, like, here. Still.
Thanks.
Have fun.
Have fun. Okay. It's literally that. You think you can do much better?
Well, I just like having it.
No, yeah.
Well, it's useless for the rest of the day. Mm. It needs a day to recharge its magic.
Yeah, so it itself will take 24 hours to recharge.
Yeah.
Or around, yeah.
Ish.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I'm fine.
Yeah. Let's go get the chocobo.
But there is a secret in your vision.
I have
the secret in their eyes.
I like have an idea. I don't know if I should just say it or not.
Just say it. Yell it, Tempy.
I wonder. Okay, if it's not my own otherworldly patron, then maybe it's like the house is sucking energy from us, energy or information. So ooh. Us being here is like
When we were talking, we got some interest. Remember, we were talking about our time at the Black Ravens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jorka was really interested.
Yeah, So I'm wondering if like us being here is
they're siphoning
stuff from us. So.
Maybe that's why we're free to do whatever we want. We're like,
what were they siphoning? We're brand new recruits. We don't know shit.
I don't know.
Info, energy, willpower.
Yeah, maybe we were...
It's the fact that we're free to do whatever we want, and we've been doing whatever we want. Maybe they're getting...
Willpower to power a whole hut, quote-unquote.
Well, maybe, like, from our willpower, they can exercise will control over something else.
Anyway.
Just now...
Then why are we free to leave? What the hell?
That's why I definitely want to get
so we collect more juicy tidbits for them.
Or bring more people to take. Here. Like, let's get the... I want out. Let's go get the chocobos and get out. Like, that's... Yeah. No likey no more.
Maybe we can, like...
We'll come back later.
No! Something's happening. Mm.
Come back later.
Nothing's happening.
Come back later, but let's go do a thing and then come back.
You two can go.
Yeah, we... Can I?
You really want to split up the party. You selfish jerk. Like, this is in character. Like, selfish jerk.
Okay. I'm only doing this, like, in character.
I don't like you guys, but... One, kind of like it here. I mean, except for all the traps.
There's something bad here. You saw what happened to me.
The Black Ravens aren't that much better.
Can we make rolls against a party characters?
Yeah, you could make an opposed roll.
I want to make an intimidation roll. I'm in character.
Yeah, I know, but
in character.
Do you want to intimidate or do you have a persuasion skill?
I have a persuasion
skill. I'm freaking using my intimidating.
Well, but you... Okay. Go ahead. Now, you will oppose her intimidation check
What is mine?
I'm assisting. Yeah. I want to assist, even though...
What the hell?
Oh, yeah, you can help.
Technically, no. I have a higher intimidation.
Oh, okay, I help.
Fuck you guys.
I help her intimidate.
Okay.
Cause she so just what the hell am I doing?
Let's see.
You gotta tell us.
I'm running.
If you just told us...
No.
In character. He doesn't want to. That's why we're intimidating.
I know.
Got 21 on this roll.
Wait, you rolled a 20? No, you didn't.
I rolled a 14, and then my intimidation was plus 7. I'm proficient.
We will see what happens.
Just a second. I'm trying to figure out what skill. Let me have a look at the skills real fast.
Okay.
Because normally, like an intimidate beats a DC.
What'd you get?
I rolled a 20. Can I use that?
What's your plus?
Can I just keep it?
What's your plus?
I don't even know what I'm rolling.
Well, stop rolling until you're ready. All right. How about you oppose the intimidate?
With a persuasion?
Yeah, you can oppose with a persuasion by persuading them to allow you to do what you want.
Or you could bluff.
You could also bluff. Well, there's deception.
Oh, deception, right?
So you could oppose with persuasion or deception, whichever you prefer.
Actually, I want to intimidate on, or I guess interrogate on you. Like, why the heck you want to stay so bad?
Investigate.
Pick one. Damn it.
No, that's my thing.
So we can do these roles.
I'm intimidating based on that.
All right.
Like, I'm doing the Batman. Like, tell us what you know.
Who do I help? How do I help?
Let me see.
Who do you want to help?
Oh,
I want to help you. I just don't know how to help.
I think that assisting might just give advantage.
Mm. Oh.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hmm. So, so like an roll? Extra roll.
You don't roll.
Okay.
What? So I get to roll again.
Mm. Let's see.
Whatever. I rolled a 20. I'm ready for you.
Is that what Tempers?
I got
21.
No. Is that what Tempers doing? I'm gonna die.
Huh? Is she going,
No, not now. No, technically this has been, like, extremely stirring and disturbing to her, and that's
she's
why...
She's stressed.
Yeah.
She wants to go.
She's like, amped so up.
That was, like, the literal opposite of anything she
okay, ever stands. Okay, I'll tell you what, in order to assist, roll the same check with a DC of 10. Your dice is right there. Yeah, you beat a 10 and you'll get to assist her. What is that total?
With what? Intimidation?
Yeah.
Five?
Five, okay. Well, you don't get to help her then.
Okay. I spent that 20 on
he just stands
you up.
There watching.
Okay, so Temperance, roll your intimidate. You're trying to intimidate information out of Chance.
Yeah.
Chance will oppose...
You get a 25.
Dang it.
Yeah,
I
don't
make it. 14.
14.
I had 21 earlier.
But what did you roll a 25 on?
I rolled a 20.
Oh damn.
Plus 5, yeah.
Okay, well, there is a tense moment where you argue but nothing gets resolved.
I'm going to give him a punch in the face and walk out. That's in character.
I know.
Yeah.
Well, roll an attack roll.
Motherfucker.
Can I
actually
assist here?
I got a 20. Ow. Wait, whoa. Oh, shit.
You blast him in the face.
Oh, got a 5.
So, Temperance...
Rip those teeth.
Lays,
you freaking... Yes!
Lays Chance out on the floor.
Can I, like, grab
I'm
her
gonna
hand
give
and
a,
go?
And then,
like
and then Temperance...
Drag you by the tail.
Temperance storms out.
Yeah.
She's too angry.
Yeah.
I run after Temperance.
You just leave me there?
Yeah.
Thanks. Chance, you take 5 damage from getting smacked in the
shit.
Face. I'm gonna say that's not a crit because you are not rolling to crit.
Okay. She accidentally killed her friend.
Yeah,
because
yeah.
She didn't want her friend to get killed.
Dude.
Yeah.
Did the master see this?
No. Oh yeah, we're still in the. I forgot.
There's no one.
The
there's no one there.
Oh. Okay. Period.
In fact, that you don't hear anything.
I only not hear the sound of our own friendship cracking.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Literally.
Well, that's what I mean. Like, the fact that I'm like, we need to go, something bad is here, and you're kind of like, no, I'm going to stay. She's like, well, this is a devoid of friendship.
You avoided our friendship warranty.
Yeah.
Well, she got.
It sucks that that matches my ideals.
Yeah, no, that's what I mean. Like,
no,
actually, this
is in character for both of you.
Yeah, this is very in character.
So actually, you both gain an inspiration.
Woo!
Friendship repaired.
Like low key high five each other.
Yeah,
like in character. Like, no,
on the download.
Astral projection.
Yeah, you'll both have mage hands, so you can mage. You don't have it, but
I have a tentacle.
Well, later on, you might be able to get another cantrip and get mage hand. You can do mage hand high five.
Awesome. For the sole purpose of high fiving,
mage five.
Oh God.
We signed up for this.
Okay.
So
Temperance is stormed away. You two are sitting there looking at each other awkwardly.
I thought I was knocked out.
But no, you're not knocked out.
If you stayed in, then I know I'm going to pop back in and you're going to get those bird rides or what, and then walk back out again.
Okay.
Yeah.
So, whichever you do, like, that's my mission is, get your
Can I just be like, shrug and be like, I'll get you one too, Chance?
Go.
Preach.
BRB.
Okay.
No, Chance walks out too.
So
if you need me, I'll be in the library.
Okay. So Chance goes to the library. And these two go to Chocobo Room.
Chocobo.
The door with the vine handle.
Yeah. That's it!
What?
That's it! You saw the vine! And it has a vine handle! And I'm like, yeah!
I don't
Might
think...
Might be reaching there.
No!
Yeah.
No!
This is Imo's canon now.
Yeah.
No.
Imo wants to believe. Don't stop
believing!
Run. The truth is out there.
Okay. So, who is doing what?
I'm off to the library trying to research shit to get my kid back.
You two, I guess, are going to the strange highlands.
Yes.
Where you believe there to be chocobos.
Yes.
Give us the bird rides.
Well, you walk into the area. Chance, tell you what, you go, you enter the library, and I guess you're looking for spells.
I'm looking for spells and I guess any general noble history.
God dang, it's gonna be hard. We're not gonna be able to like fight together well now because I'm gonna hold a grudge, and you will too. This sucks.
We're more loyal than that.
No, because I'm taking it personally. Like, especially if we come back and you're going to be in the library. It's like, you've been doing all this selfishly. Like, that's how she'll read
it. Yeah,
good
point.
Maybe you find a book that Temperance would like or something.
Well, if y'all are in trouble, I'll come help you. But that's not happening at the moment.
Well, and you won't know if they're in trouble.
Yeah, that's true.
But we're in a chocobo land. Well, I mean, no bad.
Chocobos
no
are
bad.
Rabid. They have
flight.
No!
Chocobo rabies.
They're just, God.
They're like plucked clean. They're like
chocobo
those birds that lost all their feathers. And...
Like the look of anguish on your face when you said that. I'm sorry, Zia.
Please let me have a perfect bird.
You can have a perfect bird.
Okay. Well, you hike down into the area, looking around, looking to see if you can find. Yeah, right on the mic. Like, looking to see if you...
that's what we find. We find that.
Explosions on the horizon.
Any sign of the birds? Give me a perception check.
Where did that 20 go?
I got a 20.
Okay, well, I got a 22 also.
Well, you happen to notice they're on one of the hillsides. A small cave.
Oh.
That looks interesting.
I am interested.
Okay. You want to explore it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have to kind of duck to get inside.
Got my torch out.
Mm-hmm. And it's not very deep. It's pretty shallow. But you find a pile of rags. And as you move the rags around, you realize that there's a human skeleton.
Oh, no.
In there.
I pretty much just say that. Oh, no. Yeah. Can I leave?
Well, somebody apparently had holed up in this cave some time ago, a long time ago.
And didn't do a good job.
And died there.
Not like pick. I guess they are pick queen. Never mind. That's just.
Well, there is a pack there, and sticking out of the pack, you see a book.
I get that book.